All right. There are some famous questions everybody asks on Hanukkah. One famous question is the question of Beis Yosef, why it's 8 days, not 7 days, because there was enough oil for one day, it was 8 days. Another famous question is the question of Pnei Yehoshua, why do they need an ace at all? The Tumahot Rebetzibur. But there's a third question, it's also somewhat mefursome, and Rabbi Yitzchak Mirsky brings it down in his Sefer, Hegyonei Halacha. If we look in the Gemara seems to emphasize the miracle of the Pach HaShemen. So the Gemara in Masechet Shabbos says, "Shetnasu Yivanim laHeichal, Timul Kloshmenim Sheheichal." He says when the Yivanim, the Hellenists, came in, they defiled all the oil in the Heichal and the Beis Hamikdash. Shigavram Achud Beichad Shmeminitzkom Bat Kavul Mitzvul Pach Chadsh LaShemen. They only found one cruse of oil, and it was just enough for one day. The Shana Acheret Kivum Vasum Yom Tovim Bahal. The next year they established as a yantiv. So many people ask, why does the Gemara, like, front and center is the nace of the Pach HaShemen of the Gemara? That's the Gemara. The key is the miracle with the oil. That's the main thing. And the Gemara only gives glancing reference to the military victory, right? It just says Usha Gabra, you know, Malchut Beit Chashmoni when they did it. Conversely, if we look at the Alanisim, it's just the opposite. The Alanisim, we speak solely about the military victory, and we say, Amadatam Yitzratam, Rab Masart Giburim Biyad Chalashim, Biyabim Biyad Ma'atim, and the Nes of the Pach HaShemen isn't mentioned at all. So we have, again, so the Gemara seems to give, you know, front and center to the nace of the Pach HaShemen, and glancing reference to the military victory, and the in our tefillot though we only emphasize the other one. There's some more questions Ramersky brings down on this. It's hard to understand, he says, why there should be any halel and hoda'ah for the Pach HaShemen. If we look in the Gemara speaks about hoda'ah, so like the Gemara in Brachot says, arba asrichim lahodot. You know, there are four categories of people who have to give thanks to a Kaddish Baruch Hu, and that's, Yordei Ayam, Holchim Midbar Yod, if you travel by sea, you go to the Midbar, Misha Cholev and Itrape, a person was sick and he recuperated, Misha Chvishvid Asarim, somebody was incarcerated, but it doesn't seem like you give hoda'ah for a Pach HaShemen. In other words, the fact that you aren't able to do a mitzvah one way and now you are able to do it in a superior way is not mentioned in specifically something you would normally have to give hoda'ah for. So that's another question. And then he mentions again the Pnei Yehoshua. He says, why do they need the miracle at all? We know Tumah Hutra B'tzibur, that if most of the tzibur is tmeim, or if, in other words, like lahavdil, like the show must go on, like the avodah of the Beis Hamikdash must go on. So if there's no oil that's tahor, so we go and we take whatever we have. So those are the questions he poses. So he brings down the answer from the Maharal. So the Maharal says that the hashkacha, in other words, that the ikar of Hanukkah is really the military victory. In other words, that's the way the Maharal says it. But the Nes of the Pach HaShemen, Hashem gave us this Nes of the Pach HaShemen as a key that we should realize that everything was from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If you think it over, the Nes of the Pach HaShemen, it just happened inside the Beis HaMikdash. It wasn't so, well known per se, like only a few people saw the Nes of the Pach HaShemen. I mean, people knew about it, but they didn't all see it. The military victory, everybody, my brother, my cousin was in the war, like that. Everybody knows about it. So the Nes of the Pach HaShemen is that we should realize that even the military victory was a miracle from a Kaddish Baruch Hu. Sometimes when you have like a military victory, some people say, we really did the whole thing, they belittle the Ruchni part of it. So the Nes of the Pach HaShemen is to keep us focused on it. So that answers all the questions, we think, or that's where it comes out here. So again, why is there Halel and Hoda'ah? He says the Halel and Hoda'ah wasn't for the Nes of the Pach HaShemen, it was for the military victory, and that's something you give Hoda'ah for. And why they need the Nes, the Pnei Yehoshua, says, because they needed something that should be like a binyanav, like it should be a model. And he says also, the Nes of the Pach HaShemen is somewhat similar to the military victory. The military victory was, ma'atim biyad rabim, or rabim biyad ma'atim, the many in the hands of the few. And the nace of the Pach HaShemen was the oil that was only enough for one, like a little period of time, worked for the larger period of time. So it's sort of like, it somewhat mirrors the miracle. So, and the reason that the Gemara says, my Chanukah, and it mentions the Nis of the Pach Hashem, and it wants to tell us what the principle between Chanukah is. So, you know, it's you could think it has a lot of parallels for today as well. It's a lesson for us, not just for the Nis of Chanukah, you know, especially in Eretz Yisrael. So they have, you know, a lot of people just look at everything just like, you know, Beteva. And it was like they had the 6-day war. We did it. You know, we defeated all the Arabs. You know, they want to divorce like the Ruchnius from Eretz Yisrael. But the what Hanukkah is telling us is that, you know, the yad of a Kaddish, we have to see the hand of a Kaddish Baruch Hu. And you can be mitzarif this with the Ramban at the end of Parshas Bo. The Ramban says, you know, menanisim hagluyim, from the very public miracles, from the very, you know, indisputable miracles, a person comes to understand, like the nisim that are in his own life. And he says that a person who doesn't understand that, you know, in other words, has no chelek in the Torah. And the Ramban says, in other words, that we should, that kol mikreinu is an ace. Everything in our life, it was this hashkacha pratit on everything that happens to us. Like, you know, Rachman Anslan, a person who gets into an accident, avoids the accident, that you have to see that that's the Yad HaKadosh Baruch Hu also. So those are some ideas, I think, from Chanukah. Any questions, comments, or thoughts? Yeah, what do you got from Yossi?
Yeah, I think so. The war of independence.
Right.
That was very clear then from the point of view of winning that war, that couldn't have been just...
All right.
All right.
So that's the lesson. But you know, unfortunately, in Eretz Yisrael, there's a whole bunch of people who are going a different direction. So anyway, that's the Nisa Chanukah. Okay, Rabbi Chananel Mekashmir Sparks.